joined here by Coach Brent Aldridge on the postgame show, and wrote down a few notes here. It was kind of an interesting match out there for you here tonight. I mean, didn't hit so great in the first and third sets, but really cranked it up in the second set. I think a lot of that was, Laura Snyder. I mean, you say feed the beast. That was the same thing I said in high school. I don't think it's a volleyball thing. And this time she was the beast, and, I mean, feed the hot hand. When it's hot, she was just scorching out there.
Well, I think there for a little bit, they put a nice game plan together, I felt like, on Bush. Yep. And dedicated their block to her and basically said, we're going to make someone else beat you. And so the motion, any motion when we came forward, they seemed to be always having two on Haley. And so that conversation went kind of like, hey, you got to set overhead a little bit. And we got Laura going. I had no idea she hit that well, because I thought they even had a nice game plan on her. They also dedicated their outside hitter, which makes it a little more difficult to score points. But
ended up with a really even attack. And we talked about the struggle of Minot. You had three players that pretty much did all the damage. And here you don't end up with anybody in double figures. But I thought Gall came out ready to play right away and kind of made a good statement. Just a couple of errors, trying to go down the line and hitting it maybe a foot wide down the line.
Yeah, I think she needed that as much as we needed her to have that. Ash did a good job. As you can see, 8-9-9-8, 6 to Bowfield, who was really efficient. And, we got a little loose in the first set. But kudos to Tammy. She always puts one together, and we got to go back up there. But what I'm the happiest probably about is we had 51 digs. And if you don't know anything about Moorhead volleyball, that is one of their jams, kind of, so to speak. They can always dig balls, and Vega's good. And so we did a nice job against them defensively, too. They hit zero, and so happy. That's a nice team to beat on a Tuesday, and it takes us into this weekend where, we got Bemidji Crookston. And like I told the girls today, hey, we get kind of wrapped up in all this. We got to play this team. Just go have fun. And I felt like they kind of relaxed a little bit, and just Sally Gall played a nice match, and we kind of played together and got going.
Yeah, I mean, you had a good chunk of your defense in that first set, 21 digs in the first set alone.
Yes.
So that was huge. I'd marked that down. And just got things going. I mean, ready to play in the first set, I thought was good.
Yeah, and it wasn't that I didn't think when we came out of the break, it's always like, hey, they're not ready to play. I thought we were ready to play, and I thought they actually did a nice job getting their serve going a little bit. But it's hard to serve aggressive when you're down, because every miss just kills you. It just exacerbates the fact that you're down. So I'm really happy with this win. I think it's a testament to last weekend. We moved past it where we didn't. We hit over 300, but I think for our kids, it's like we want to play at this high level, and that's what I love about them. They're not really satisfied with average.
Yeah, and the one thing I was going to ask you, too, I kept forgetting, that I noticed last week when I had the game out here, you mentioned the break. Was that a new NCAA thing, I guess, that we get to shorten that?
I got to be honest, I love the five-minute break. It's so many times everyone's like, oh, you need to rest, regroup, talk. Now, you talk too much in between two and three. Just give them two or three things to do and come back out with some focus, and off we go.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of that, too. That was nice.
Yeah.
And I guess the only time you'd want it is you're down 2-0, maybe you want something like that. But
if you're down 2-0, that means you're not playing very good volleyball. And it happened to us at Wayne. And to be honest, the halftime last year at Wayne was no different than the halftime was here. One or two things, and then I got out of there, and the girls kind of take over. It's not like there's some magic Harry Potter wand I hit them with, And so... But happy, and I'm excited to be back in the friendly confines of the Barnett Center again. So
we'll be back at it here this weekend, and hopefully another good crowd.
All right, go Wolves! Thanks,